This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP Brookville. We start with a song that began life in 1961 as a French song, Et Maintenant, or And Now. It was composed by Gilbert Bicou, with lyrics by Pierre Delanoë. Carl Sigman, which is much easier to say, crafted English lyrics and gave the song the title What Now, My Love? And Now, it's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass in 1966 with an instrumental version of What Now, My Love? .1 FM and WCWP.org. Return to Forever with Beyond the Seventh Galaxy from Where Have I Known You Before in 1974. That was the first of three albums with Al DiMeola on guitar, joining established members Chick Corea, the song's writer, on keyboards, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with What Now, My Love from What Now, My Love in 1966. Let's go back a year to 1965, October 9th to be exact, where we find a young Bob James. This was the first of four songs from his second recording session that year at Woolman Auditorium at Columbia University. Accompanied by Bill Wood on bass and Omar Clay on drums, it's the Sonny Rollins composition for the Miles Davis Quintet, Air Gene, which is Nigeria spelled backwards. Jean-Luc Ponty with Far From the Beaten Paths on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's from Jean-Luc's album Individual Choice in 1983. Besides the violin, he also played the synthesizers and was backed up by Randy Jackson, yes, that one, on bass, and Rayford Griffin on drums. Before that, Bob James on piano with Air Gene, Nigeria backwards, from his 2020 album, Once Upon a Time, The Lost 1965 New York Studio Sessions. We heard Chick Corea's Return to Forever in this segment. Next segment leads off with his electric band on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, here's another Chick Corea band, the Chick Corea Electric Band, from their debut album in 1986. This is Sidewalk. Two words. It's 88.1 FM and it's WCWP.org. Kim Pencil, a man, with I Wish I Knew, from When You Were Mine in 1994. David Mann was on soprano sax on that, and Kim played everything else. Before that, the Chick Corea Electric Band with Sidewalk, two words, not one, from their eponymous debut album in 1986. That was written by Chick, who played the synthesizers, Dave Weckl, the drummer, and John Patitucci, the bassist. Carlos Rios was on guitar, Eric Marienthal and Frank Gambale on saxophone and guitar respectively would join the following year. Speaking of guitarists, here's Norman Brown and the first of two songs by artists with the last name Brown who are not related. One plays electric guitar and the other plays banjo. First is Norman Brown with After the Storm. That was a pair of songs by a pair of unrelated Browns on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The most recent of the two, Allison Brown on banjo with Gods of Brazil from Twilight Motel in 1992. Allison wrote the song. Among the soloists on there, besides her, John Burr on piano, Mark Eagle on flute, and Tom Miller on steel pans. Before that, Norman Brown on electric guitar with After the Storm from After the Storm in 1994, featuring Herman Jackson on keyboards. We'll hear Herman again later this hour with George Benson, and we'll hear Paul Brown, the third of the unrelated Browns, next hour. But leading off the next segment, it's Jeff Koshua on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Jeff Koshua on tenor sax with a song from his second solo album, Walk a Mile. Written by his keyboardist Dave Kohansky, this is Given In.
Hi there, Chemosavvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
I hope you also love this show, Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. That was Peter White on acoustic guitar with Talkin' Bout Love, not about, just bout, from Confidential in 2004, written by Peter Rex Rideout, who played the keyboards and programming, and producer Paul Brown, the third of the Browns, who we'll hear performed by himself next hour. But before we heard Peter, we heard Jeff Koshua with Given In from Walk a Mile in 1997, written by Dave Kohansky, who played the keyboards, synth programming, and synth fills, Alan Hines on electric guitar, Melvin Davis on bass, and Dave Hooper on drums, and of course, Jeff Koshua on tenor sax. Hour one will end with George Benson on electric guitar, but first, Jeff Koshua's Sax Pack bandmate, Steve Cole, also on tenor sax, covering the band TLC. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Yes, it's waterfalls. Let's hear it. This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP Brookville. Hour 1 ended with George Benson's version of Softly as in a Morning Sunrise from Irreplaceable in 2004. Softly as in a Morning Sunrise was written by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein for the 1928 operetta The New Moon. Arranged by Paul Brown, who handled the drum programming, just as he produced and helped write Peter White's Talkin' Bout Love, and Tommy K, and we'll find out what the K stands for on Paul's song at the end of this hour, also on George's version of Softly, Roberto Valli on bass, and Herman Jackson back again on keyboards as he was on Norman Brown's After the Storm. Before that, Steve Cole, covering TLC with Waterfalls from Between Us in 2000. Brian Culbertson was on keyboards, Ricky Peterson on the Hammond B3 organ, Oscar Seton on drums, and Luis Conte on percussion, among others. Steve played tenor sax on Waterfalls. Hour 2 begins with Paula Atherton on alto sax. This is the album version of Just Can't Stop from her album, Can You Feel It? FM and WCWP.org. Blake Aaron on guitar with Fall For You, or in the Southern Hemisphere, Spring For You, from Color and Passion in 2020. Blake played the guitars and also additional keyboards to Taten Katendig, who played the keyboards and the piano. You certainly heard him on piano at the end of the song. Before that, another person whose last name starts with A, Paula Atherton on alto sax with Just Can't Stop from Can You Feel It, also in 2020. Written and produced by Greg Manning, who played the keyboards, programming, and is responsible for all the vocals you heard, Cindy Bradley on the trumpet and flugelhorn, and Daryl Crooks on guitar. Steve Kahn on guitar now, covering Bobby Hutcherson, the late vibraphonist. This is Rojo, or Red. FM and WCWP.org. Steve Kahn with Bobby Hutcherson's Rojo or Red, from Backlog in 2017. Bobby wrote that for his Happenings album 50 years earlier in 1967. In addition to Steve on guitar, I have to point out the percussion of Mark Quiñones and Bobby Allende, and Mark Walker on drums. That was really a clinic. Saxophonista Jesse J leads off the next segment on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
It's time for another song with Paul Brown's involvement. This one is by Jesse J. The song was written by Jesse, who plays tenor sax, another tenor sax song on this show. Paul Brown on guitar, and Marco Bashi, who handled the keyboards, strings, bass, and drum programming. Jesse and Paul also arranged this song, which is known as Remember the Night. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with Larry Land, LARRILAND, a tribute to Larry Land Farm in Woodbine, Maryland, where you can pick your own fruits and vegetables between late May and October. Ken's tribute to Larry Land is on his Bonfire album in 2016, wherein he played every instrument. Before that, Jesse J, who only played tenor sax on Remember the Night from Hot Sauce in 2011, featuring Paul Brown on guitar. And we're going to hear Paul to close out the show playing a Jesse J song, but we have a handful more songs to get to before then, including this one by Najee, playing tenor sax again, off his The Morning After, A Musical Love Journey album. It's Rendezvous.
Hi, this is Russ Freeman of the Rippingtons. You're listening to Mike Shimeri on WCWP.
And the name of the show is Instrumental Invasion. Those were the Rippingtons with Passage to Marseille from Côte d'Azur, the French Riviera, in 2011, the same year as Jesse J's Hot Sauce album. It featured drums from Dave Carasone, and it was the second album for Rico Belled on bass, taking over for Kim Stone. Before that, Najee with Rendezvous from The Morning After, A Musical Love Journey in 2013, written by Najee and DeMonte Posey, who played the keyboards. Najee was on tenor sax, like most other saxophonists on this show. But leading off the last segment of the show, it's Kim Waters on alto sax and everything but guitar. Stick around for that.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Last hour, we heard Kim Pencil playing nearly every instrument on I Wish I Knew. This time, it's another male Kim Waters, on Everything But Guitars. Kim's lead instrument is alto sax on this song from his Shakedown album, On the Streets. It's 88.1 FM and it's WCWP.org. David Benoit with 96-132 Revisited from David Benoit and Friends in 2019. That is a revisiting of a song on his debut album, Heavier Than Yesterday, in 1977. 96 and 132 are the song's two tempos. I used to think it was 96132, some zip code in California, but I was wrong. That featured J.R. Robinson on drums and Luis Conte, who we heard on Steve Cole's cover of TLC's Waterfalls, on percussion. Before that, Kim Waters, the third member of the sax pack we've heard in this show, after Jeff Koshua and Steve Cole, with On the Streets from Shakedown in 2020, where Derek Scott played guitars and Kim, like Kim Pencil, played everything else. But Kim Pencil didn't play alto sax. Waters did. Tenor is what Boney James is going to play now on a song from his Honestly album in 2017 that he wrote with Jairus Mosey, who played the guitar, keyboards, bass, and drum programming. Again, Boney plays tenor on this song you can set your watch to, Tick Tock, spelled the traditional way with C's and as two words. FM and WCWP.org. That was Boney James, not to be confused with Bob James, although Boney is a nickname for James Oppenheim. And Boney's song was Tick Tock, spelled the traditional way, from Honestly in 2017. The last song of the show brings back Paul Brown, who we heard in one form or another several times. Off his 2020 album Once Upon a Time, not once, like Bob James, it's a song that went to number one for Jessie J. It's the title track to her debut album Tequila Moon, and was written by Paul, Jessie, and Tommy Klemperer. That's what the K stands for. Jessie doesn't play on Paul's version, but Paul's on guitar, Greg Kourakos is on keyboards, and Roberto Valli is back on bass, as he was with George Benson last hour. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, Paul Brown's version of Tequila Moon takes us out. So long.